And now part two.
Hello. Hope you're enjoying the show. How would you like to appear on Stairway to Stardom?
There's a long way to go on the stairway to stardom.
Back in the 1980s, New York's Manhattan Public Access Television aired a do-it-yourself talent show called Stairway to Stardom.
This no-budget precursor to Star Search and American Idol might have gone the way of most public access TV shows, that is, quickly forgotten. But a few devoted fans kept the show alive, trading tapes and eventually posting clips on the web.
Producer Jennifer Sharp visited one of the show's biggest fans. His name is Mitch Friedman, and he told her the story of how Stairway to Stardom became a cult hit in the internet age.
There was this strange voice that had a kind of an unidentifiable accent.
I come in contact with so many talented young people whose main ambition is to get into show business.
And she was talking about how you can audition for this show, this Stairway to Stardom.
If you can sing, dance, do comedy, magic, anything at all, you can appear on Stairway to Stardom.
Evie Day was a former vocalist for a big band.
And now introducing our favorite nostalgia man with songs to remember, here's Frank Massey.
And she's the one who told him you can do a show on public access. It was called the Frank Massey Nostalgia Hour when it first started.
There are songs to remember as years go passing by.
They started the show together. She was the talent coordinator, or the musical director.
I feel a song coming on.
Oh, thanks, Evie. That was nice.
Doug Miller, my friend and roommate at the time, put on public access. Some show just came on.
On the Stairway to Stardom, you see tomorrow starts today.
On that first half an hour were Don Costello doing the swivel hip dance to the Sesame Street song Mana Mana.
Mana Mana. Mana Mana.
There was a stand-up comedian named Al Villa.
I could be a hero myself, but I don't look too good between two pieces of bread.
Lucille Cataldo doing Hairdresser.
Hairdresser, Hairdresser.
I was in shock. And luckily enough, they kept rerunning that same episode for about the next 3 weeks.
Cut my hair, it won't be hay. Set it up with gel and a wave. One or two ringlets.
There were more episodes, but not too many more new ones. And then they kind of went off the air briefly. So we were getting a little desperate. Like, there's more of this. There's got to be more of this stuff. But luckily, the host of the show would put his phone number at the end in the credits. So we called that number and spoke to him. And we came up with this scheme that we were making a documentary about public access TV shows. Not true at all. We just wanted to see more of these shows.
Information. Give me long distance.
He lived on the first floor. It was down this long, kind of dark hall, tiny little apartment, somewhere in Brooklyn that wasn't very fancy and nice. And when we met him, he told us, I'm just getting over a little cold, so I'm not really in voice today. So anytime he tried to sing little bits for us, he apologized for not sounding so good.
Gone, love is never gone.
He'd always wanted to be a singer, and he thought he was going to be the next Bing Crosby, and then he became famous. He thought he became famous in his own way. We talked him into the fact that we needed, at the very least, to borrow all the tapes that he had and maybe make copies of the parts that we wanted to use. He had about 40 3/4-inch tapes. And, you know, we knew what we were going to do with them right away. We were going to copy every one of them.
Yeah.
when he first started doing the show, he was contacted by somebody from Metro Media who had seen the Stairway to Stardom show and he was interested, you know, maybe have an idea to do something with it, you know, the big time. So Frank sent this guy tapes and never heard from him again. And then 2 years later, Star Search was on the air and it was on Metro Media.
You're going to go places, honey. You are. And I'm going to keep my eye on you, too.
He says that he was very particular. He would hold auditions. So everybody that was on the show passed his litmus test of being talented.
Are you a little nervous?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Oh, a little bit.
Okay. Little.
Okay. Lucille Cataldo, everybody.
The last time I saw him was 91 or 92. He was probably in his early 60s. We brought him $100 and a dozen cannolis. And as he told us, you gotta excuse me, I'm in convalescence. I just had the balloons done, meaning he had bypass surgery where they insert little balloons in to try to clear the passageways. I hope he's still around, but I don't know.
I guess that's about it for this time. So until next time, God bless you.
He liked the cannolis.
And don't forget, say a little prayer for somebody.
Right.
They need it.
There's a long way to go on the stairway to stardom.
Our story was told by Mitch Friedman and produced by Jennifer Sharp.
Of the cause, never think what you've lost along the way on the stairway to stardom.